Thank you, Nikki, for joining from the very mysterious sounding Riddles and Locks Escape Games. Like that's when you came up with the name for the business, like that's very like cloak and dagger spy stuff. Did you want it to sound as ominous as possible?
Yeah, we wanted to sound a little different than all the other ones, so we went through a bunch of different names. This is the one that stuck.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think one of the things that draws me instantly is a lot of times when you see these kinds of businesses, it is insert city, escape room, you know, downtown city, escape room. And I think for me, a room is a very confining thing, and I don't want to be stuck in a room. Even though that may be the premise sometimes, I do like the approach of you kind of opening it up. Like I'm genuinely intrigued by riddles and locks separately. So was that kind of the logic behind, you know, not necessarily pegging yourself into, you know, that escape room, category?
Like I said, we just wanted to kind of stand out because there's so many around here, so we were looking for something to stand out that people would it would catch their eye and like, oh, I gotta try that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, where is Riddles and Locks located? Where are you guys at?
We're in downtown Warren. Do you know where the Horseshoe Bar is?
Yes.
We are the building right behind the Horseshoe Bar.
Oh, okay. Super easy to get to right there on downtown. You probably
Yes.
would have to blink on purpose to miss it. What kind of hours do you guys have?
So we are 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Okay.
Again, we wanted to have pretty open hours because we know everybody has different times, and some of the other escape rooms are not open like that. They have,
Yeah.
strict times when they're open. So we kind of want to make it easy for everybody and different times for
Yeah.
everybody.
So when you're sitting down and you say, you know what, I want to open a business. I want to work for myself because I'm the best boss ever. What led you down this road?
Honestly, it was family. My family loves doing escape rooms, and my fiance and my brother were cleaning out this room, and that's when they're like, oh my gosh, this would be perfect because there's not very many people in that building. So we could take all the rooms if we wanted to. We could expand and get as big as we want or stay little, it doesn't matter. And that's what kind of did it. We saw that building and it was perfect. So we just like, let's start an escape room. There's nothing like around here for people to do, and we kind of wanted to keep it local, and
Yeah,
that's
no,
what got started.
I think that's great that, you know, you looked within your community and said, oh my gosh, we don't have not like, oh, well, we can be successful if we do this thing because it's not there. But more so, you just want to give people something safe and fun and I don't want to say easy because escape rooms are not easy. you know, but you want to give people access to things to do. And I think that's really, really cool. Now, do you come up with all of the themes and puzzles yourself? Do you work with your team? Like how does it get from idea to actually people having to go in and figure it out?
So everything that's in our rooms, we come up with, we build everything. We come up with the riddles and clues. Like I said, it was my fiance and I for years doing it all by ourselves. And then we hired an employee last year, Trisha, and she's been a huge help. She's doing escape rooms all the time, so she knows, and she's helping plan our new rooms and all that stuff. So yeah, it's all us. We're building and coming up with everything on our own.
That's crazy. Now, I don't know the background of the escape room industry. Is it what would you say is kind of the tendency? Are there a lot of women-owned escape rooms?
I do not believe so. I don't know very many that are just, women owned. I think we're the only ones, but I can't be 100% sure on that.
Sure. It makes sense because men think we have the answer to everything. So why not an
Correct.
escape room? Spoiler alert, we do not. What would you say has been one of your, you know, goals as far as leaving a legacy as a business owner, as a woman-owned business, you know, in Warren?
People associate with connection and confidence where kids feel smart, couples feel smarter, coworkers learn to trust each other, and families build memories. If there's now someone says, they're that's where we had the best time together, the legacy, that's kind of legacy I'm looking for. People to come in and, connect with each other and have a good time doing it.
Yeah, I
Team
love that.
building is huge for us too. We love getting companies in there, team building, it's always fun to watch too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
Have you seen many people just crashing out? Like it is too hard for them, and they because you know we talk about the team building, and I do think that you know puzzle rooms and escape rooms are great for working together. But I've also seen a lot of the other side of it when I've been in these rooms where it becomes like a very tribal. Everybody has now devolved into you know this conspiracy. Like you're wrong, I'm right. Like do you see that a lot, or is that just am I the cause of that, and I only see it 'cause when I'm in there?
all the time, all the
Okay.
time. A lot of it is with couples, that are very competitive. One says it's this way, the other one says, no, you're wrong. And then once they figure out that the one person was right, they gotta, throw it in their faces and
Well, it seems like I have a new idea for our annual team retreat here at Loud 102.3. Nikki from Riddles and Locks, Escape Games in Downtown Warren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
All right, thank you.